Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9. In a moment, we're going to speak with Steve Spencer from Star Observer on the TGA review of AML. But first, I love stats, so I've got some stats for you here. Saturday Magazine's podcast from when we started counting, and that's about 250,000 podcasts. Australia accounts for 60%. North America, 12%. Japan, 6%. The UK, 4%. Hong Kong, 3%. Germany, good on the Germans, 2%. Republic of Korea, 2%. I assume that's South Korea would be. New Zealand, 1%. Singapore, 1%. And others, you know, which are much smaller than that. Now, in terms of...
Mike, yeah, that makes us a truly international show, doesn't it?
It does, it does. Now, in the United States, those downloads by state, the biggest is New York, then California, Virginia, Illinois, Washington, Texas, Arizona, Florida, and Georgia, and then there's some others. Now, in the UK, as you would expect, Paul, London...
Of course.
..is the biggest component, then Oxfordshire...
Do you know, all the politicians have houses in Oxfordshire.
Yep. Suffolk. North Yorkshire.
All the criminals are in Suffolk.
North Yorkshire. Can you do me a Yorkshire accent?
Aye, lad, I can do a Yorkshire up there. They talk about sheep and things like that.
I bet you could. Lambeth, perhaps the Archbishop of Canterbury's listening in.
Perhaps.
West Sussex, Hounslow, Devon, Buckinghamshire and others. So there you go. How's that?
That's a phenomenal piece of information.
That's pretty interesting. So in August, so this is particularly for August, that just under 50% of our downloads were Australia, then the United States, then Singapore, Hong Kong, United Kingdom, Japan, unknown. It's probably the Department of Home Au Pairs, and then Germany. And then Canada, and then there's a whole lot of others. So there you go. Steve Spencer is from Star Observer, and Steve has been writing about and looking into the Therapeutics Goods Administration, and they're doing a report, a proposal, whatever, around AML, and the potential, Steve, is there that AML might be banned. Is that correct?
Hello. Yes, unfortunately, that would be the eventuation that... over the last 15-ish years, there have been successive sort of drip feeding of various bans, banning different ways of being sold, different chemical compounds, but this is pretty much the nail in the coffin for AML in Australia.
And on what basis? I mean, evidence? Is it based on evidence? I mean, what is the evidence?
Well, this is the concerning bit, because the TGA really hasn't provided a lot of evidence for this final decision. They've referenced some concerns from ophthalmologists, which are very valid concerns, and we've seen over some research that some rare chemical compounds from some very dodgy types of AML, which aren't actually proper AML, can cause some eye damage when improperly used. So this is a very, very, very small percentage of people that are affected with eye conditions, and the research over 35 years shows this. I always point to jurisdictions that have used an evidence-based approach when making rules and guidance about poppers. And in the UK, the UK Parliament's advisory body on the misuse of drugs found that poppers and all have basically no medium to long-term side effects and have zero societal negative effects.
So what's on the basis of that there doesn't seem to be much evidence, what's the basis? Is it just... they don't want people to do poppers, or they don't want people to have fun.
It's a moral thing, and it's not just about it being fun, because yes, it is a common sight on dance floors and all that. It's actually a really important thing for many queer sex buyers. Tops have been given Viagra, which in itself is actually quite a dangerous drug. But if the TGA can demonstrate that they're able to regulate the production and the use of Viagra for people who are active in their sex life, well, then for receptive partners, a lot of us need something, and it's actually quite beneficial for people to explore different parts of their sex lives. And it doesn't just benefit gay men, it benefits women, it benefits trans men, trans women.
So, Steve, if there is no evidence based in the UK for any type of ban, and Australia thinks there is there any international consensus on this drug, as there are on many other drugs that are used sort of across many countries?
Well, it's sort of it's a brick in the wall of this war on drugs. And it's quite funny that we see other jurisdictions stepping back from that. We see in North America various jurisdictions, legalization of marijuana, that sort of stuff. In the UK, the steps back from banning on poppers, because they attempted to ban poppers. And it actually took a Conservative member of Parliament to step up on the floor of the House of Commons and say, this is ridiculous. Let's have some common sense. Don't ban poppers. And so they didn't.
He probably had a pair of tights and an orange in his mouth at the time.
But
don't talk about bars like that.
I don't think it was a bar. Kristen Blunt was a bit. But, you know, it is just another part of that war on drugs, which is a moral thing. It's not a public health concern. If they were concerned about public health, the TGA would regulate the drug. They would allow people to access it safely and use it safely. Various chemical compounds that very rarely cause issues are chemical compounds that were invented to get around bans from the TGA. So they've actually caused more harm than they're trying to prevent.
And, I mean, it makes sense that if there is evidence of some harm, then, and that harm comes when it's used inappropriately, or that it's not actually prepared and mixed as it should be, that would make sense. What stage is it at, Steve? When can we expect a decision, one way or the other, or do you think it's a fait accompli?
So this is the other issue, in that I think it was in June they were accepting public statements, and they got them all from doctors, but there was absolutely no community consultation. They've completely ignored the fact that there is a large part of the population, particularly the queer population, so this is discriminatory against queers in Australia, that use these in a beneficial way, and they've just completely ignored us. So I really hope that the TGA will open up a new window. I'm working on a...
No pun intended on, there.
No, exactly. I hope they can relax a bit and open up a window and allow us to have our say and to really put forward the case, because right now we're just talking at the closed door, because these decisions are made behind closed doors. Luckily in the UK they talked about it in Parliament openly, democratically, whereas here it's just done behind closed doors with what I suspect are a lot of old white straight men making these decisions. So that's why Viagra will get regulated, but not things like poppers. So I've been told that maybe by November there'll be a final decision, and because they only have the word of one small group of people, ophthalmologists, they're going to listen to them and they'll likely get banned. But I'm hoping that won't happen. I want this step to stop, and I actually want all previous bans to be reversed, and I want the substance to be regulated.
So is there an opportunity for people? I mean, obviously people can write to the TGA, but they've closed submissions, I assume?
They have closed submissions. They closed them in July, quite a while ago, before anyone even heard about it.
Write to them anyway. They've probably got nothing else to do.
I'm going to be setting up a petition in the next few days. So I'll let you guys know about that. I'll be posting it all over social media, and hopefully we can get some momentum going behind this.
Great.
Because it's not just indicative of poppers and poppers users. It's really indicative of the government overreaching into our sex life, overreaching into queers' lives and the things that have made our community really special. And it's time that we sort of push back.
Thank you for writing about this and researching it, Steve. And sorry we couldn't get you on previously. You know, like getting space, you know, in Star Observer, sometimes getting time on the show is not always easy. So we appreciate you making yourself available again.
No, I really appreciate you covering it. Thank you so much.
And people should have a look at that online. And even though submissions have closed, you know, write to the TGA and tell them why you don't want Amyl banned.
And add your name to the petition when it gets up and running
exactly.
on the Star Observer website. Yeah. So, Steve, a great piece of journalism there, and I think great for highlighting it to the community.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Pleasure. That was Steve Spencer from Star Observer on the very likely potential that AML is going to be banned by the Therapeutic Goods Administration.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, CEO and Managing Director of Virgin Australia. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.